Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, April 14th. The Battle of the Badges charity hockey game held on Family Day in Walkerton raised thousands of dollars. The game, held on February 19th between the Walkerton Fire Department and South Bruce OPP, raised about $4,000 for the Walkerton and District Hospital Foundation. The Walkerton Capitals say another $1,000 was donated towards Special Olympics Ontario in South Bruce and St. John's Ambulance Therapy Dog Program in Hanover. OPP say the $4,000 donation will help enhance the birthing unit at the Walkerton Hospital. A check was presented this week. Kincardine staff shared their findings of usage for Mystic Cove Gate. From December 1st to February 29th, the gate was kept open for the winter season to allow for use as an alternate route for motorists during severe weather events. Councillor Amanda Steinoff-Gray says for the most part, she thinks council has done a good job respecting the people who live on the street and having a safe passage available.
I do think it's something we should explore potentially increasing the duration just to catch those last minute storms that I think hit almost every single year.
Included in the report were findings of the average speeds of motorists, with one person seen traveling at 90 kilometers an hour, which concerns Steinoff-Gray. The Gray Sauble Conservation Foundation is returning to the Roxy Theatre next month for its 7th annual Earth Film Festival. The festival is set for May 16th, and the foundation will be showing two films. The first is The Water Walker, which shows the journey of Autumn Peltier and the critical importance of water security. The other film is Becoming Tom Thompson, which will transport the audience back to explore the life and legacy of the renowned painter. Additionally, the foundation says there will be a panel discussion with local youth, a dinner fundraiser, and an online silent auction. More details can be found on our website. On to national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada unequivocally condemns Iran's attack on Israel. According to media reports, his statement comes after Iran's state-run media announced Tehran had fired ballistic missiles at targets inside Israel yesterday, in what was Iran's first direct military attack on the country. Israel also reported that Iran had fired more than 100 bomb-carrying drones in its direction. Trudeau says he's getting regular updates from the National Security and Intelligence Advisor, the Chief of the Defense Staff, and the Chief of the Privy Council. Conflict between the two countries heightened this week after an airstrike blamed on Israel destroyed Iran's consulate in Syria, and Iran vowed revenge. And a new poll suggests about half of Ontarians say they would abolish the carbon tax if given the chance. According to media reports, a new Liaison Strategies poll released this week, which surveyed 1,280 Ontarians, suggests about 49% of residents support cancelling carbon pricing, while about 27% argue it should stay in place. Canada's price on carbon pollution increased by $15 per ton on April 1st as part of the annual hike. The policy is meant to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and the federal government does offer a rebate to consumers as part of their tax return. In sports, in the NHL, Toronto fell to Detroit 5-4. In the PJHL playoffs, Hanover beat Alliston 5-0 in Game 2. And in the MLB, the Jays beat Colorado 5-3. You can find more sports over on the Gray Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.